Tehát Tárosberg állok, mese teszi kardakad, s a betölköm, hogy szem, májam, mikudas. Karlo, de a kajdet, for example, stay a lechem, that are brought in the tzeres, or the lechem haponim, that is put on the shulchan the entire week, or menachas that are brought. Now these kikaros have gumos, they have cavities inside of them, and in the cavities of these loaves there are mayim with kudash and water. That was done on taros hakadosh, pure water that is tar inside the cavity of these loaves. Nitmat achas mehem b'sheretz kulon tameos. If one of these loaves become tamei from b'sheretz, the sheretz came into contact with one of these loaves and is matame one of the loaves, then all the loaves that come into contact subsequently would become tamei. That loaf touches a second loaf of kodesh, the second loaf of kodesh would also be tame, and the second loaf that touches a third loaf would be matame the third loaf, and so on, even up to 100. Even though the din is that even by hegdish, it can only become tame up to a ravi, no more than that. But these loaves, since they have water inside cavities that are in these loaves, and the din is that water or any liquids that become tame always automatically become a rishon, that is a gzera d'rabbanan, that water becomes a rishon. So therefore, when the first loaf became tame from a sheretz, and that loaf subsequently touched a second loaf, the second loaf became a sheni. Now, the water in the cavity of the second loaf would become a rishon, that is a din, that water that is tame automatically becomes a rishon. So when that second loaf touches a third loaf, that third loaf would also become a sheni, as if it came into contact with the liquid that was inside the second loaf, and the liquid inside the second loaf was a rishon, so when it would touch the third loaf, that third loaf would become a sheni. Now, even though the third loaf didn't actually come into contact with the liquid, as the liquid is inside the cavities of the loaf. But because of chibat ha-kodesh, because of the special chumrah by kodesh, we look at it as if the liquid actually touched the third loaf, making the third loaf into a sheni. And when the third loaf becomes a sheni, the liquid inside the third loaf becomes a rishon, and that of the din, that liquid always becomes a rishon. And when that third loaf touches a fourth loaf, so the fourth loaf becomes a sheni, as if it touched the liquid, which was a rishon, and the liquid inside that fourth loaf becomes a rishon itself, and then when it touches the fifth loaf, the same would happen, so on and so forth, even up to 100. All of them would be tame, and all of them we would look at as a sheni, as if it touched the liquid, which was a rishon. That we explain because of chibat of kodesh, a special chumrah by kodesh. We look at it as if each one of them came into contact with the liquid inside the cavity of the loaf and became a sheni. Betruma mitami shayim upaisel echad. But if these loaves were not loaves of kodesh, they were not menachos for lechem upon them, instead they were loaves of truma. In such a case, we would not have this special chumrah. We would not look at it as if each subsequent loaf touched the liquid. Instead, it would only be mitame up to two, and then pasul a third. As truma can only become tame up to a shlishi, the shlishi we would call pasul, not tame, and since the shlishi cannot make a ravi, as you cannot have a ravi by truma, so we look at the shlishi as being pasul, not tame. So it could be matame two and pasul one, meaning to say the first loaf that came into contact with the sheretz would be a rishon. And when that first loaf touches a second loaf of truma, the second loaf of truma would also be tame, that would be a sheni. So those are the two that would become tame. And when that second loaf subsequently touches a third loaf of truma, that third loaf of truma is pasul, it's a shlishi, we would not look at it as being tame, since that third loaf cannot be matame anything else, as by truma you can only go up to a shlishi. You can't have a ravi by truma. By truma we don't have this special chumrah that we look at it as if the loaf came into contact with the liquid inside the loaf. In yesh beinam mashke taifach. After truma, I call tame. But if we have a number of loaves of truma, and the loaves of truma actually have some maske type of them, had a little liquid that is on top of the loaves, not inside the loaves, it's on top of the loaves. In such a case, then all the loaves would become tame. If one loaf touches a sheret, so that loaf would become tame. If that loaf touches a second loaf, the second loaf would also become tame, and the liquid on the second loaf would be a rishon. As we said, the maske always becomes a rishon, so when the second loaf touches the third loaf becomes a sheni, and since the third loaf also has maske type on it, it also has a little bit of liquid on top of it, that liquid becomes a rishon, it would be matame the fourth loaf would be a sheni, and so on and so forth, even up to 100. As in this case, the liquid is on top of the loaf, not inside the loaf, so therefore, even by truma, the din would be that each loaf would be matame subsequent loaf, even up to 100. A woman that was pickling vegetables, the vegetables were truma, she was pickling them in a pot. The woman's hands were tummy. As time you die, hands that were not washed are considered tummy as far as truma is concerned. If the hands come into contact with truma, the truma would become puzzle.
But the tumor would only become pus if it was mush, or if it had come into contact with liquids. So she first put the vegetables in, and only after that did she put the liquids in. After she put the vegetables in the pot, she put in the wine, oil, or vinegar. V'naga ba'ala chutlut deira b'makom hanaga. After she had put the liquids in, the woman touched with her stam yadayim a leaf from the vegetable, the truma, which was outside of the pot, and that leaf was dry. Now that leaf would be considered mukshar. It is ready to be makabel tuma, since there are liquids in the pot, even though the leaf itself is dry. The din is afal pisha yeshbo kebea hutame ba'koltar. Even though the leaf is the size of a bea, so therefore it's large enough to be matami other ochlin, that it comes into contact with, that leaf itself is tame, and the rest of the vegetables and the liquid inside the pot would remain tar. As that leaf itself becomes tame, since she touched that leaf with stam yadayim, it becomes pusle, it becomes a shlishi. But it cannot be metame any of the other vegetables inside the pot, and since it's only a shlishi, and truma can only become tame up to a shlishi, it can't become a ravi, so it doesn't have the power to be metame anything else inside the pot. Only that leaf itself is tame. Naga b'makom mamashka, and yeshbo kebea hakol tame. But if the place in the vegetable that the woman touches has liquid on it, the woman came into contact with the liquid which is on the vegetable, in such a case, if the place which she came into contact with has the size of a bea, everything inside the pot is tame, even the pot itself is tame. As it did is that liquids that are tame always become the risha, that is the gzera, dirabana. So therefore, when the woman touches the liquid with her stami dai, that liquid becomes a risha, making the vegetable into a sheni. And if that vegetable is the size of a veil, it will be metame all the other vegetables in the pot, including the liquid inside the pot. The liquid inside the pot would become a rishon, and subsequently would be metame the pot, as is the gzera d'rabbanan that mashkim tmeim, liquids that are tame, would be metame kalim. Even though minat Torah, kalim can only become tame from an avat tumah, the rabbanan would gezer that mashkim tmeim could be metame a kli, so therefore the pot itself also becomes tame. Everything inside the pot, plus the pot, would become tame. Ein bo kebea hu tame v'hakol tor. But if the place that she touched is less than the size of a bear, even if there are liquids there and the liquids become a rishon, but only that place is tummy, the rest of the vegetables and the liquid inside the pot would remain tar, and since it's less than a kebea, it cannot be mitame the rest of the vegetables in the pot. As ochlin that are tmeim, only if it's the size of a bear, could it be mitame other ochlin. But if the liquid that she touches falls into the pot itself, then everything is tummy. As even though the vegetable that she touches is less than the size of a kebea, and therefore that vegetable can't be metame the rest of the vegetables in the pot, since it's less than the size of an egg. But liquids could be metame the rest of the pot, even if it's less than the size of an egg. So therefore, if the liquid that she touches falls into the pot, then that would be metame the rest of the pot. The rest of the liquids in the pot would become a rishon, and would be metame the pot itself as well. So therefore, everything inside the pot, plus the pot, would become tame in such a case. Haisa maga tmeimi. If the isha that was pickling the vegetables of truma was maga tmei mate, she came into contact with the tmei mate, making her a rishon, then the din would be different. As in the case until now, the woman herself was tar, just her yadayim were stam yadayim, her yadayim were sheni. But in this case, she herself is tamei, and she's a rishon. V'naga bein b'makom hamashka, bein b'makom hanagov. And yesh bo kebea hakol tamei. If she touches part of the vegetable that's outside the pot, whether the part of the vegetable that she touches has liquid on it, or whether it's dry, in either case it wouldn't make a difference. If that part of the vegetable is the size of an egg, then everything in the pot is tame. Because in this case, since she's a rishon, when she touches that vegetable becomes a sheni. And if it's the size of an egg, it's metame the rest of the vegetables in the pot, making it into a shlishi. A truma would become tame into a shlishi, and the liquids inside the pot would become a rishon, and the liquids would be metame the pot itself. Everything would be tame. Ein bo kebea hu tame ba'kol tor. But if the part of the vegetable that she touches is less than the size of a bea, that part of the vegetable is tame, but the rest of the pot is tar, and that part of the vegetable becomes a sheni, but cannot be metame the rest of the pot, as since it's less than the size of an egg, it's too small to be metame other oichel. Ha'isa t'vulas yom min ha'eres et ha'gdera bi'adayim misu avos. If the isha was a t'vulas yom, she was tame, and she immersed herself in the mikvah, the nightfall did not yet arrive, and the din is that a tful yom passes truma. A tful yom that comes into contact with truma would pass the truma. And she was stirring a pot with truma inside of it, and her hands were tummy. She had stami dai, she didn't wash her hands. And stami dai and passes truma. So there's two reasons why this isha with possible tumors she came into contact with. First of all, she's a four-year-old. And second of all, her hands are tummy. But she was stirring the pot without coming into contact with the actual tumor. But Rasa Mashkin Ayadah. And she saw that some liquids from the pot were on her hand. Safek Merakhtera Nitsu. Safek Shaklach Naga Biyadah. And she didn't know how those liquids got into her hand. She's misupik that maybe they shot out from the pot. That she herself didn't touch the tumor inside the pot. But some of the liquid shot out and touched her hand. So in such a case, then the Khtera would be tar. Everything inside the pot would be tar since she didn't come into contact with it. But on the other hand, maybe a stalk, part of the vegetable that were inside the pot, actually touched her hand, which in that case, the entire pot would become tummy. Here a puzzle, the hakadera, tahira, the din is, that when we have this suffix, the yerek, the vegetables inside the pot, would be puzzle, but the pot itself would be tar. Now the reason why we are machmer me suffix, that we are stringent when we have a suffix, is because it's a tfuyom, and it's tfuyom puzzle truma min ha tahira. And when we have a suffix min ha tahira, we go, the chumra, we are stringent, so therefore, even though we are misufik, we have a doubt whether she actually came into contact with the vegetables inside the pot. The vegetables are pasul, but the pot itself is tar. The reason why the pot itself is tar is because since a tfuyon does not make mashkin into a rishon, even though we said that when mashkin are tummy, it automatically becomes a rishon, there is an exception, and the exception is a tfuyon. But tfuyon does not make mashkin into a rishon, so the liquids inside the pot do not become a rishon, and therefore do not have the power to be metame the pot. So the pot would remain tar in this case, and even if it's full yom, definitely touch the vegetables inside the pot, even so, the pot would be tar. Now, even though in this case, besides being it's full yom, she also has stami yadayim. Her hands are tummy since she didn't wash it. And stami yadayim do make mashkin into a rishon. So if she did touch the pot, then the mashkin would be a rishon and the pot would be tummy. So why are we saying that the pot is tar? The answer is that which stami yadayim pasul truma is only midrabbanan. And since we have a suffix here, whether she touched the vegetables inside the pot, it's a suffix to Rabbanan, and we would go Lakula, we would be lenient. So as far as the Stami Dayim are concerned, we look at it as if she did not touch the vegetables inside the pot. It's only as far as Fuyom is concerned that we look at it as if she touched the vegetables inside the pot, and it's Fuyom. Cannot be Mitami Mashkin, making it into a Rishon, it can only make the Mashkin into a Shlishi. So therefore, the Khtera remains Tar, as Mashkin, which are a Shlishi, do not have the power to be Mitami the Khtera.